This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Witz. You might have seen the movie The Last Samurai, and here you have Tom Cruise. He becomes the Japanese samurai and he saves the nation of Japan. And if you saw it, you might remember the very last scene of the movie. Tom Cruise is walking across an open field in Japan, and the narrator, who's actually one of the characters of the story, has a voiceover and says, "No one knows what became of him. Some say that he died of his wounds and others that he returned to his own country. But I like to think that he may have at last found some small measure of peace that we all seek but few ever find." Now, it's interesting that that comment, because many of us feel that that's true. We're looking for some small measure of peace. We're actually seeking the measure of contentment, to be content and to be at rest. I think we're all looking for that. But I wonder if it's true. Do very few people actually find that, being discontented? Is it a universal problem? It doesn't matter if you're single, married, or if you're widowed, you're rich, you're poor, black, brown, white, old, young, if you're at school and university. Every human heart struggles with this, the business of discontent. It's a universal problem, and there's no sign that it's getting any better in our culture. In fact, I read an article from a newspaper that was saying in London, essentially, that the time one turns 13 to the time you turn 40, it's downhill in terms of contentment and happiness. A little bit of a gloomy message. So in the UK, at least, there's a steady decline. And apparently, according to this article, once you reach 74, that's the year in your age that you've got the best chance of being content. Not a very encouraging outlook, and maybe it's just contained to England, I don't know. But I have an idea that it's there. It's something that we've all got to struggle with. Charles Schulz, who created Charlie Brown, and Charlie Brown's little book of wisdom, there's this quote, "Learn from yesterday, live for today, look tomorrow, but rest this afternoon." I don't think he was meaning necessarily physical rest, but meaning that you can rest in your own soul. So one dictionary defines contentment as the state of being mentally or emotionally satisfied with things as they are. So how many of us are actually always looking for something better? In fact, it's rare that we'd find anyone who's truly content with his or her condition in life. Now, the global statistics show us that if you've got a roof over your head and a meal on your table, that you are actually richer than 93% of the world's population. And if you wear a pair of shoes, You're fortunate. You're richer than 75% of the people in the world. So I wonder how many people are truly content in our world. Of course, we have that automatic honour of outward achievement. The more you do, the more you get somewhere. That tells people that, well, you're going somewhere. But if you're very busy, maybe you're not content. You're not really at peace. And yet I'm sure we want to live that. An airline pilot was flying over the Tennessee mountains and pointed out a lake to his co-pilot. He said, "See that little lake down there? When I was a kid, I used to sit in a rowboat down there fishing. And every time a plane would fly overhead, I'd look up and I wish I was flying it. You know what?" he said, "Now I look down and I wish I was in that rowboat fishing." A simple illustration, isn't it? But it's true. We're just not content with the things that we do and the places that we're at. This idea of contentment can be a very elusive pursuit. We go after what we think is going to make us happy, and unfortunately we find that it doesn't work. People rarely stay at the same address, that they say, for more than 5 years. We're always on the move, looking for a better house, a better job, or a better place to live, somewhere nice to retire. And some of it, we know that there's that gnawing discontent that somehow, somewhere, we will find the right situation. But guess what? We never quite get there. Well, I want to continue this a bit further tomorrow. Heavenly Father, we do become consumed with our own thoughts and our own discontent, our own agendas. And we forget, Lord, that you're there, that you have love and understanding. So I pray that you'll help us to start the day in a spirit of thankfulness as we hand over our life to you, learning to be content. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.